John 1:35.
Amen.
Again, the next day, after John stood and two of his disciples.
E no dia seguinte, João estava outra vez ali e dois de seus discípulos.
And looking upon Jesus as he walked, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God."
E vendo passar a Jesus, disse, eis aqui o Cordeiro de Deus.
And the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus.
36. Os dois discípulos ouviram um dizer isso a seguir a Jesus. E seguiram a Jesus.
Then Jesus turned and saw them following, and said unto them, "What seek ye?" And they said unto him, "Rabbi," which is to say, being interpreted, "Master, where dwelleth thou?"
E Jesus, voltando-se e vendo que ele o seguia, disse-lhe, "Que buscais?" E eles disseram, "Rabi," que traduzido quer dizer, "Mestre, onde moras?"
He saith unto them, "Come and see." They came and saw where he dwelt, and abode with him that day, for it was about the 10th hour.
39. Ele disse, vinde. E foram, viram onde morava e ficava com ele aquele dia, e era já quase a hora décima.
I'll take a thought today.
If not, I take a vote.
Why did John's disciples begin to follow Christ? Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come to you at this time. At the opening and reading the Bible. Pray, Lord, that you will give us that anointing which you always. And that you will anoint the congregation to receive. These things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Jesus.
Aba tukuona kuti Yohane akuaonesa okunzira Yesu.
So my thought is, why did Jesus' disciples begin to follow Christ?
Kani pano kuti chikwanini okunzira Yohane akutamba kutsatira Yesu.
When Christ himself spoke very highly of John.
Pamene Yesu adakugamba mbiri ya dini ya Yohane.
Hallelujah. He certainly vindicated John's
message.
He said, "What went you out to see?" Speaking of John, said, "Did you go see a wind, a reed shaking in the wind?" He said, "Nay."
And I think, "Aye."
But a prophet and Lord than a prophet.
Amen.
He lifted John up before the people. And John got the revelation of who he was. And John was pointing to Christ.
Yes, Yohane, and
some of John's disciples came and said, said he
didn't
introduce and baptize more people than you. John said, "I must decrease, but he must increase."
Amen.
Amen. And that's a good lesson for us all, isn't
it?
We must decrease, but he must increase in our lives.
Amen.
As we look and see Christ coming back in the flesh.
A mí de volna essa mulher manungo.
In the form of the Holy Ghost.
Muitas vezes vieram se moer.
Paul said, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I. But it's Christ that liveth in me.
Amen.
And those disciples that followed
Jesus,
they had a question to ask him. And they asked him, where dwellest thou? His answer was, come and see.
Hallelujah.
So that's the question we could ask him
today.
Where dwelleth thou in the revelation of the word? And he says, come and see. He wants us to keep moving on with him. Amen.
Amen.
The prophet for our day and age. In the church age book, he says, let the church receive a revelation every day, it'll die.
And
we are on the continuing journey.
Amen.
We're not done yet. But we can see the end inside. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When John introduced
Jesus,
those disciples went straight to Jesus.
Amen.
John was grieved about it.
Amen.
Johannes, because that's what John came to do, to introduce
Jesus.
Amen. Because they saw vindicated what John said was here.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we've
had a prophet for our day. He told us what would be here. And he spoke similar words that John spoke.
Amen.
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 He must increase, but he must increase. Amen. Not the other way around. Some want to increase Brother Brown and decrease Jesus. Hallelujah.
Christ
is the central figure of the Bible. Amen. Christ came to live within us.
Yes, Abel, I was a car, my
family. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
And there's a message striking the world today.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It's a continuation of what God
begun
in the
Brother Brown.
Amen. Hallelujah. Lord himself shall descend
from heaven
with a shout. With the voice of the archangel and the trump of God.
Brother
Brown explained that shout. He said a message goes forward.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Going forward, there is going forward. Amen. Amen. It's just taking on the different form.
Amen.
It's coming into a New Testament setting.
Amen.
It's coming into the people. Christ in you, the hope of
the
Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 Well, Brother Brown came as the forerunner. He's gone off the scene. And Christ is here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
To do exceedingly above anything we could ask or think.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So that disciple they begin to get their eyes on Jesus, Lord. And instead of getting eyes on Brother Brown, they get eyes on what Brother Brown said would be here. So he had that spirit of Elijah upon him. Amen. He began to speak the word of God in the way no one else thinks today. He came, Luke 17, 30 says, to reveal the Son of Man. He did a very good job, didn't he? Amen. He revealed Jesus Christ in his age.
Amen.
He revealed himself, he revealed Jesus. He revealed the words in this age. He told us how the church fell away.
Went
in the seven ages.
Hallelujah.
He told us in the days of that seventh angel, the mystery, the singular mystery of God. So the mystery, singular, which represents the church, and it has been finished.
Hallelujah.
Amen. He came and did his job well. Telling us about how the church fell away. And telling us that early church had the pure word of God. Telling us it fell away from it. But God was bringing us right back again in the last
night.
One of the main things he cried out to the church was go back to what Paul preached. So when the church fell away, they fell away from that pure message Paul preached. And went into seven church ages. Hallelujah. Which is described in Matthew 13. Matthew 13 gives seven parables and calls it the mystery of the kingdom of heaven. He said, during this age, wheat and tare will grow together. That's the seven church ages. Hallelujah. Amen. Now let's begin to look at the words, what happened in the early church.
Amen.
All laid the foundation. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, he said, I laid the foundation. And he said, no other foundation can be laid. You got to lay on this foundation. Because there's no other foundation.
praise that Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. So how finished his job. Then God took him to glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then 30 years later, there was a man named John on the Isle of Patmos.
Hallelujah.
He was there for the word of God. John the Revelator. Now remember here, Paul's been gone 30 years. He's already laid the foundation. He's already written the word for us.
Amen.
And he said, you got to build on the foundation he laid.
Amen.
Amen. But the church fell away. God spoke again in 96 A.D.
But 96 A.D.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. John was on the Isle of Patmos. The Lord showed him what would be.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Heard seven thunders utter their voices. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Revelation chapter 10. John heard the thunders utter their voices. He heard exactly what was said. And he started to write it down. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But the Lord said, seal up what the thunder said.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
For
several church ages. And they only had the word in part for each age. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It was sealed away and it was reserved in hell.
Yes, that's what it is.
And in John's vision on the Patmos,
30 years
after Paul finished
laying
the foundation. Hallelujah. Heard this great thundering roar. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And 2 years later, God took him home.
This
miracle has been finished.
Amen.
Amen. So the thing he told us over and over and over. He said, go back to what Paul prayed.
Amen.
Go back to the original.
Amen.
Amen. So we got a New Testament here. 14 books written by
Paul.
Laying the foundation for the Gentile
bride.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So we are back to that today.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now, Brother Brown, as John had the spirit of Elijah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And the spirit of Elijah is from an Old Testament time.
Hallelujah.
So God used that last church age messenger. He used him like he would use an Old Testament prophet. When the word would come directly to him. Amen.
Amen.
God wanted to use one man to call attention to something.
Amen.
Call attention to the word. Call attention to Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
John introduced Jesus the first time. With a man with the spirit of Elijah on him. So did God in this last days use an Old Testament type prophet.
That
had the spirit of Elijah upon him. Now when you're in the Old Testament time period, the word comes in the prophet. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. One prophet at a time.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So God picked that man up and used him just like an Old Testament.
Amen.
Amen. Because he wanted to reveal Christ again to this age.
Amen.
He wanted to reveal the Son of Man for us in this end.
Amen.
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 Amen. 17:30 tells us how this world is going to be. He said, thus will it be in the days when the Son of Man is revealed.
Hallelujah.
The Son of Man has been introduced to this age. Just as John introduced Jesus to his generation. Amen. The Son of Man has been introduced to this generation.
Amen.
Amen. God revealed it in such a way that it could not be denied.
Put years of condemnation.
My infallible proofs. That God was speaking to the church.
Amen.
But he, like Paul, he, like John,
he
pointed to Christ.
Yeah, I like wrong as a chest.
Amen. They came to John.
They are not by George.
Two of John's disciples were with him. And Jesus pointed to a certain man out there. And he said, behold the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah.
Two of John's disciples left and began to follow Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. John's disciples. John decides that man you introduced over there. Said all men are following him. When John said, I must decrease, he's got increase. Where is Christ in the Word? What is the part that He's fulfilling for our day?
Hallelujah.
It's clearly revealed,
Brother Brown, as a prophet.
It's clearly revealed that He sounded the thunder through Brother Brown. And took him home to glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Now we want to go from there. Hallelujah. Amen. Now we want to do what He told us to do.
Yes,
we want
to do what
He told us to do. He told us, go back to what called for it.
Hallelujah.
And we begin to look at what Paul preached. Paul didn't know about the church ages. So Paul didn't preach the seven church ages. Paul didn't know about the seven seals. So Paul didn't preach the seven seals. Paul didn't know about the seven thunders.
Amen.
So Paul didn't preach seven thunders. Hallelujah. Amen. He didn't have 30 years after Paul went to glory.
Amen.
But he did lay a foundation for us to be alone.
Amen.
Paul did tell us about a ministry that God would use to perfect the saints. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. He began to tell us about apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers for the perfecting of the
saints.
Hallelujah. Many times, all five offices worked through Brother Brown.
Ndemona kuti ma office amene Brother Branham anagwira mashuko.
Just like they did with Christ.
Mwanga zvakaita ni Kristi.
Hallelujah. God was using an Old Testament type prophet. Getting us ready for Christ to come in the Spirit. Getting us ready for Christ to come within us and perfect us.
Amen.
Getting
us
ready for that ministry that he said he would stand. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Now, if we begin to look at Jesus, when he came and died for our sins, he had to go down and bring forth those Old Testament saints. In Matthew chapter 27, they saw the saints walking around among them.
Amen.
Amen. Those that were dead were seen walking around in Jerusalem.
Amen.
Amen. They were praying for
all of
them.
Yes,
because Jesus brought him up after he shed his blood.
Hallelujah.
In the Old Testament, they offered the blood of bulls and goats.
Hallelujah.
And the blood of bulls and goats wouldn't take away sin.
They
would only cover it. Amen. In the Old Testament, we hear the word used atonement a lot. The word atonement means covering. But after Pentecost, the word remissions you. Take away our sins completely.
Hold
on to us in the book of Hebrews. That what he did for us. And what he said he was doing. He said, your sins and iniquity will I remember no more.
Amen.
Amen. He said in the Old Testament that will remember made every year. I'm preaching to offer sacrifice again for
you.
But Jesus paid it all. Hallelujah. Amen. He completely took it away and turned away.
Amen.
Completely destroyed it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, this same Jesus had those five ministering offices within him.
Hallelujah.
He had the office of apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher all in him.
Hallelujah.
Amen. But when he ascended on high, he gave them unto men.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. In the book of Ephesians chapter
4,
when it began to talk about the ministry that God's going to perfect the church by,
amen.
It says when Jesus went down and led captivity captive, that means bring those Old Testament saints out and take them into glory.
Amen.
He got all five of those offices in him. And he didn't give them out to men until he brought those saints for
him.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Took that five-fold ministry to wrap him out for me.
And our
Hallelujah. He set a beautiful type there. He could have came out to men before he ascended on high. But he needed them go down with him to paradise. And paradise at that time was down there. Because saints couldn't go into glory. Until the blood was shed. And that day on Calvary, he cried with a loud voice and said, "It's finished." He paid the debt for the Old Testament and New Testament. Peter said he went down and preached the spirits in prison. All five of them offices was in him. And he didn't give them out till after that job was done. He wanted to set a type for this day now. I don't know about your fixing to take place. Amen. Jesus is fixing to rapture another group out of here.
Yes, you are the one that's part of the now.
So get the five-fold ministry to get us ready.
We are the one that's going to be the one that's going to die. I'm going to be the one that's going to die.
What is now, Lord? Jesus said, "Come and see." That's what we're doing today. We're coming and seeing. We're going to back me New Testament Christian.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And the world today, around the world. We'll hear people debate whether the thunder uttered or whether the hound uttered and so on of that thing. But if they do like Paul said, they wouldn't even have to worry about that at all. They'd just go back to what Paul preached. It's a simple thing. You don't have to worry about thunder. When that seventh angel sounds, he cleared up that mystery and it's cleared up today. Go back to what Paul preached.
Go
back to the ministry that Paul preached. Amen.
Paul
was that apostle that God raised up for
his Gentiles.
Hallelujah. Amen. He went forth to preach the word. The Jews began to turn against him. The Jews began to reject him. Because he kept preaching them Gentiles.
Amen.
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 Paul explained it like this. He was on his way to Damascus. He was there to persecute the saints. He was there to persecute the believers in Jesus. But in that chapter of the book of Acts, tells us a lie from heaven struck it down.
Amen. Amen.
And he heard a voice. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Come to church for to hear a voice. It's the voice of Jesus Christ through your pastor.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. That voice of Paul, I'm going to send you to the Gentiles. You're going to be Elijah. You're going to deliver them from the power of Satan to the power of God.
Hallelujah.
Establish an apostle for the Gentiles. Romans 11:13, Paul said, "I am the singular apostle in the Gentiles." He said, "I magnify my office."
ukuza ulindo wanga.
And he began to preach at the church altar. See, eye to eye on the word. That there be no division among us. Hallelujah. You say, how can that be, brother
Howell?
It's very simple. Go back to what Paul prayed. Hallelujah. Amen. Listen to John when he said, there goes the Lamb of God.
Do like
the disciples did.
Yeah,
they followed Jesus. Not only did they follow Jesus, they said, where dwelleth thou?
Amen.
He's the Lord and the Lord for every generation.
Hallelujah.
And he's the Lord and the Lord for us. And he's Lord and the message for us.
Hallelujah.
And that shout voice and all falls down. Right down into the ministry of this day and hour. Hallelujah. The Lord himself will descend heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, with the trumpet of God. God showed us how it would work.
Have
to go forth a message to shout, to wake up the church. I didn't know much about the word.
About
all I knew how to do is say, glory to God, hallelujah, praise the Lord.
Amen.
But as time went by, I found out it's going to take more than that. I began to read in the Word. Where he's going to have apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers for the perfecting of the saints. Well, I came in contact with the people that followed Brother Ryan real close. Back then, I came to church with
him
for a while. But they would say, Brother Brian said, Brother Brian said, and the word don't come to nobody but a
prophet.
Hallelujah. I listened for quite some time. Amen.
He
said, Ben, come on and preach for me. I said, God's going to perfect the church for the fivefold ministry. Hallelujah. God only used one prophet at one time. Well, I began to listen to him somewhat. But something didn't feel right in my soul about that. Amen. Because when I read the Word, the book of Acts, there were three prophets on the scene at the same time. Amen. That was Judas and Silas and Agabus, all prophets. Amen. Then there was 12 of those apostles to Israel. Then God raised up one for the Gentiles. So
say
God only have one on the scene at a time doesn't fit New Testament Scripture. You gotta go to the Old Testament to get that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What God did, He picked that spirit up from the Old Testament period and put it over here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That spirit of Elijah, that long brother Branham, caused him to speak just like an Old Testament prophet. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the brother kept saying, we can't preach that. I don't think y'all would preach that here.
So
you're telling them there's a five-fold ministry. He said, well, you can't preach here anymore. I said, well, that's fine, brother. I'm just going to seek God and maybe we'll get all this thing together. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I went home and I told my wife. I said, I'm
going
to find the answer this time. So I went back in the room and took tapes and Bible and water. I said, I'm
going
to come out with the answer or you'll find the pile of bones back. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I was back there fasting. I fasted 40 days and
nights.
But on the 38th day of fast, there came an audible voice through the room. And said he was an Old Testament type prophet. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. All the five-fold ministry work within him. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
He did the work of apostles. He did the work of a prophet. In his early days, he certainly was a great evangelist. And he pastored the church of Jeffersonville, Indiana, for years. And one of the greatest teachers I've ever heard. Hallelujah. Amen. All five of them offices worked right through to one man. Because there was the hand of the Lord expressed in Jesus Christ, one man, all five offices. And here comes Jesus again, revealing himself as the Son of Man. Brother Brown weren't the Son of Man. He came to reveal the Son of Man. So God
lifted
the hand of God within all five offices. Glory to God.
Amen.
Amen. He preached that word of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He had to be a prophet like Old Testament type for those thunders to come to. Because the word came directly to him. And as he went over the seal, he said each night the Holy Spirit sent one of those spirits down to reveal that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said out in Arizona all seven came to him. He said that seventh one came straight to me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, what is one with the seventh seal. Hallelujah. And then he began to say, go back to what Paul preached. And he saw the saints of God there. And he saw each messenger with their group.
Hallelujah.
And the one that was speaking to him told him, says, you'll be judged first for what you preach. If you go in, your people will go in with you. And he said, well, Paul group go in. Will Paul have to be judged for what he
brings?
Yes, he will. He said, if Paul's group go in, man will too. Now we got 14 books of what Paul preached.
Amen.
While the world's going through debating whether there's seven thunder yet to stand or whether all the seal loading God's bride had returned back to what Paul preached. Go back to the ministry that Paul said to be here. There's only one ministry that said given for the perfecting of the saints. Not two ministries, only one. And it's recorded in Ephesians chapter 4.
You
say, how about the church agent, Brother House? Those are the things that happen through the kingdom of heaven age. And God so loved you and respected you. When he sent that seventh of the seven church ages. God laid clear of all this mystery. Now many people say when the seventh angel sound, all the mysteries will be finished.
I
always say, read it to me out of the book. That's the way you've read it yet. Hallelujah. You know why it's not there? Amen. In Revelation chapter 1 and 20, John spoke of a singular mystery. Revelation
1:20.
And it dealt with the seven stars, seven angels, and seven churches. And when he was telling all about this in Revelation 10, he said, when the seventh angel sounds this mystery, singular, not mystery. Will be finished and cleared up. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then go back to what Paul prayed. Go back to being a New Testament church.
Amen.
Go back to having the gifts among you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Jesus Christ among us the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Yes, we are not going to be able to do it.
Amen.
Amen.
Now God has a lot of leadership. just like he did in Bible
day. Hallelujah. First apostle, secondary
prophet. Amen.
And
Brother Brown was out that fivefold ministry order.
He placed Paul Manson.
He would have been secondary. Amen. In the book of Corinthians, Paul said first apostle, secondary prophet. When you write down the perfect order of the fivefold ministry in Ephesians
4:11,
he says, first apostle, secondary prophet.
You
say, how does that apply to Brother Brown? Brother Brown wasn't part of that order of the ministry. He was a messenger.
Amen.
He was
sent
with angels.
Amen.
He had the spirit of Elijah upon him.
Amen.
So having the spirit of Elijah, the word came directly to him just like it was. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Those seals came to it just like Old Testament. He stood and told us about that unwritten word come to him as a seal. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Just like Elijah of old. Just like Jeremiah of old. Just like Ezekiel of old. Amen. But you'll never find in the New Testament another man like that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 There's about 16 times in the New Testament Paul said, I am the apostle. There's not one single place where he said, I am a prophet. Hallelujah. So many will misquote scripture and say Paul was that prophet for that first church
age.
Short to me in the book. He said he was that apostle to the Gentiles. He magnified the office. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. John, as Jesus'
word
dwelleth now. He said, come and see.
Amen.
Amen. That's what I want you to do today. Come and see where he's dwelling. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, this ministry was built
in
the up in the foothills of the station of ministry. He said you can no longer be tossed to and fro and carried about with every wheel
or not.
It will equip you to be a New Testament saints. Somebody said, well, I don't know if the thunder's saying, I don't know if the seals are all open now. I say, let's keep it simple. Go back to what Paul
read.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Why try to make it complicated? Amen. Brother Brown said, go back and teach the same thing Paul taught. Forgive me for being repetitious. But Paul didn't teach seven churches. Paul didn't teach seven spheres of God. Amen. That was something came in for the kingdom of heaven. When John wrote that letter to that first Ephesus church, he said, you've fallen from your first love.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. message all the way down. God's sealing it up and tucking it into glory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And it stayed sealed up for 2,000 years. Amen. From the time of John to the time of Brother Branham, the book was sealed. And I
revelation
was only in part. And I'm only in the beginning. Look at the three
just
occasions. That was only part of it. Where's the great sanctification? Then here comes the Pentecost. Hallelujah. Here comes the prophet said, go back to what Paul
said.
Don't you like Paul? Amen. Amen. Not too long ago, someone came by and said, I believe there will be 7 additional men's coming.
Yeah, we are going to have a good one. We're going to have a good one. We're going to have a good one.
I said, well, that's strange because there's only 7 horns and 7 eyes on the lamb.
And
I
said, well, it's never going to get them to the money.
That was represent the 7 church age messengers and their eyes to see it.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All 7 of those seals were taken off. The Lamb broke the seals and signed to Brother William Brown.
Yes. When I'm closer, I say, "Closer, sir." And I pass on my banner.
The next time we see the little book.
In
Revelation 10, all the seals off of it. We got to
get
reading the word again. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We got Paul's message with that fresh anointing up on it to make it real. Hallelujah.
And
move on for the church. The man's on for the bride.
Amen.
Now we got the knowledge of what happened through the 7 church age.
Yeah, but now the city got so bad.
Hallelujah. It's very valuable. Hallelujah. Now that the time period the church came through, it's over with. That message is coming out of her mouth, people. Coming out of her and getting to him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And get back and start preaching what Paul prayed. Hallelujah. Amen. The live living message of the day with the live living message. And Paul says, we're heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ.
I've been out with you.
Paul said, many as were led by the Spirit of God, they're sons of God. Amen.
Amen.
I'm part of his body. Everything that he's got, I got part of it. Hallelujah. When you get back on the word, contrast, it's going to work on.
Amen.
See, John
said, "Amen."
Amen.
Amen.
Let me give you some contrast this year for the sake of illustration. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I can start in Genesis and show where the word came to the prophet. And how the word came to the prophet. And show you John, how he came to introduce Jesus. Show you Jesus Christ, which was that prophet that Moses spoke about. Then I come over here in the last day and say, God sent us another prophet in that same order and done the same thing. And the word came to that prophet. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Now let me show you what I did. I left that the entire New Testament ministry. The entire fivefold ministry. Amen. Because when Jesus Christ came back in the church on the day of Pentecost, it was no longer the word come only to the prophet. That apostle Peter stood up with the keys, he opened up the kingdom. And he preached that word of God. An apostle of God. The Jews had their Pentecost. And the gospel went only to the Jews for about 8 years. Amen. But then one day, came time for God to give the Gentiles a Pentecost. Hallelujah. Peter was on the housetop praying. And here came two men from Cornelius' house. It's a 10th chapter of the book of Acts. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 10. And those two men says, there's a man named Cornelius. He's been praying fasting. Hallelujah. That's what we all do. Sometimes fast a little bit. Oh, he said, I fast often. Amen. Hallelujah. There are angels. But Cornelius was there fasting and two angels came to him. He said, send for a man named Peter. He's got the keys to the kingdom. And the Spirit of the Lord spoke to Peter and said, go with him down in
nothing.
And Peter went down to Cornelius' house, which was a Gentile. This was 8 years after Pentecost. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost fell on the Gentiles. Just like it did the Jews 8 years earlier.
Amen.
Paul said, can any man forbid one of each to be baptized? See, they received the same thing we did at Pentecost. Now the Jews had a Pentecost and so have the Gentiles. Hallelujah. Amen. So we got our Pentecost.
Hallelujah.
Amen. The original part of the word didn't speak and bring one but the ideas and opinion of man.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Luther came with a great message, you just shall live by faith. Amen. But he also had the Trinity doctrine in that. And still fooling around with the priesthood. That called Luther's message to bring worms and rocks. Amen. Then here comes John Wesley, priesthood, sanctioned and sanctified. Amen. The original word of God. But then he added sprinkling. Let me sprinkle the judge here. Well, I better not. He might knock me out. Amen. Sprinkle him in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. That's what the
Wesleys
begin to do. John Wesley near and still baptized the people in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, I baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, and sprinkle a little water on
you. That's not the birth. That's not the birth. That's not the birth. That's not the birth.
That's not the birth. So that's
the
idea of an opinion of man and his bread word.
Jesus, I'm
so glad. Hallelujah. So that left the church is dying on the spot.
Yes,
Hallelujah. So
did
Pentecost. Pentecost, the Western speaking in tongues was good.
Yeah, Pentecost was
Hallelujah. But they also had women preaching and training and many other things.
Pentecost they began to bring
water and steam. Hallelujah. Right on down through till we get back to what Paul
said.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So God allowed Brother Brown to say certain things which
are
true. That the word don't come to nobody but the prophet. When you're looking at the Old Testament, that's where it was. Amen. And the word came to him because he had the spirit of Elijah on, just like Old Testament. But then other people took that. Didn't know how to apply it to the scripture. To begin to preach the word, don't come to nobody but a prophet. Hallelujah. As long as you keep before God, left is perfect and right. Just like the cost of blessing, it's perfect and right. But when you speaking in tongues, initial evidence of the Holy Ghost, you're wrong. When you say women can be preachers, you're wrong. Hallelujah. You got to bring it back to the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. So when you bring it back to the Lord, you go back to what
Paul? Hallelujah.
Amen. Now, notice the children of Israel came through the wilderness. They ate manna every day.
Yeah,
that day began to end that same manna of bread, worms, and steam.
Hallelujah.
Amen. But the Bible says when they crossed over Jordan, hallelujah,
it
said the manna ceased to fall.
Amen.
We read Joshua about third chapter. When they crossed over Jordan, the manna ceased to fall, and they ate the old corn.
Now, what is the old corn of the land?
It was what they were eating before they left the land to begin with.
Egypt.
Amen. They were eating the old corn of the land. Only in the journey did they eat manna.
When
they got back to the homeland, they started eating the old corn of the land again.
We know the word.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Back to our Paul
break.
Back to the Bible ministry. Back to the church, all seeing the same thing. Back to apostolic leadership. Amen. Amen. So God's got a church.
Amen.
And he gives her the little book on seal. Amen.
Amen.
In Revelation 10 and 8,
verse 8,
the voice of God spoke again. Remember, it spoke to John, said, seal up the book.
Amen.
Amen. The voice spoke to John, a voice from heaven. When John was about to write the thunder. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When the
settled
angel sound. So it was sealed up with seven seals. The Lamb opened the seven seals and sent to his prophet messenger. We don't find the Lamb in heaven with a seal book anymore. We find Christ on earth with an open book. And that same voice of the Almighty that spoke. Said that John, which is the type of the bride.
He said
that John, which is the type of the bride. That's what we got to do. And he said, go ask him for the room book. Hallelujah. Hold this book here just a moment. Amen. The mighty angel come with the book. No seals on it. No
seals.
It's all cleared up. Throughout the church came. Amen. Christ brings it right back to the church again. Amen. Not only the letter of the word, but the spirit to make it real. Unseen.
Amen.
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 And this voice was said, go to the little angel and say, give me the book. And he said, take it. And he said, he said, when you eat it, then start prophesying. Prophecy, there's deep revelation of preaching like cholera. Like Titus done. Like all the ministry of the early
church.
But in Paul's day, some of them got saying, well, I'm a prophet.
Sorry?
Some of the people got saying, I'm a prophet. Another say, I'm a Titus. I'm of Apollos.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, who is Timothy? Who is Titus? Who is Paul?
He said,
another water.
He said, but it's God that
gives the increase. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Let me alive.
Amen. Let me alive.
Amen.
So what did he say? John said, this is Christ. Amen. Let's be the two disciples then.
Yeah.
Stand up there, brother. Stand up there. Amen. John said, this is Christ. This is the Lamb of God. Let's go. Hallelujah. He said, come and say.
Amen.
Amen. What Brother Brown said. Brother Brown said, go back and preach what Paul preached.
Now, did
Paul preach the word come only to the gospel? Not in a million years, no. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Paul didn't preach church ages. Paul didn't preach seals. Paul didn't preach seven angels.
Paul was not a great man. He didn't preach seven angels. He didn't preach seven angels.
Hallelujah. Those are good things to bring in, but the last still right there in the message.
He's all funny, kid, huh?
That's why I'm glad we know about the church age. I'm glad we know about the seal. I'm glad we know about the seven church age messengers. I'm glad we know the last one's
coming
gone. That's that little jar of
mantle
in that ark. Hallelujah. We're not necessarily eating on it, but we know it's a memorial. We know what happened. Hallelujah. Have you enjoyed the blessing of the Lord today? So where dwelleth thou? Just come and see, he said.
He's
walking in that word. God bless you. God bless
you. How are you?
Hallelujah. God has entrusted him to preach, going around the world.
Yeah, to my mulungu na kala nigele tibolo sera pas.
Amen. Africa several times now.
Abira kulo Africa, hai Zambi.
Preaching the word of God.
Kulali kila sala.
And the gospel is going over the world.
Chega mina ubida tibolo sera pas.
Hallelujah.